not, we can move to the next one.
Item number six, project number WG018, Research Park Fire Protection Monitoring System, page 124.
Chairman, supervisors, if I could say ditto, it's the same situation. I'll say Research Park is probably the one that needs it the most, the oldest, but we're in the same situation with all three.
Supervisor Drusek?
And this might be more appropriate for staff. With regard to debt service for projects done at the Research Park, is there a special a procedure for payments of that debt service? In other words, does Research Park pay debt service for projects done to that building, or is that paid by county?
Chairman, Supervisor, I think similar to the other buildings that are owned by the county, it's the county's responsibility.
So any capital projects that have been put into the Research Park are paid by county?
That's correct. So for instance, they'll come before you in either a budget transfer during the current year or through the adopted budget, for example, the fire protection monitoring system.
Yes, we do have a slightly different system for the cultures. No? Yes?
Chairman, Supervisors, we own the building, so you kind of have a hybrid. I'll mention the War Memorial, for instance. However, with our current LMA, the county is responsible for $10 million in capital improvements. There's a matching $15 million that will be provided by the Art Museum, Milwaukee Art Museum. So we do indeed own the facility, but we're doing, if you will, a joint venture in terms of the financing of the capital improvements.
Although they have long-term leases then.
Well, currently, yes, 10 years for the War Memorial and, yes, Art Museum.
Thank you. I just want to get those in.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Yeah, I guess the point, thank you, Mr. Chairman, the point I guess I would make is that there's a lot of deferred maintenance in so many areas and the buildings we own that you well know, and it's a reason to get the study going and what we're going to use. And I think, for example, in the you know, we talked about yesterday putting some capital money for elevators and escalator, for example, in the public museum, which I'm familiar with a lot of stuff there. You know, over the last decade, 12 years, they've put, you know, like $20 million into building their own money because we just couldn't keep up with, you know, some of the things that we needed to do. And so, you know, now it comes with some of these fire replacement systems, elevators, et cetera, that, you know, we just don't have any choice. We have to do this. But I think our partners have always tried to heavy lift and do some things with us, including the research park here, which I'm familiar with on the board there, too. There's some other things there that I might have to talk to Mr. Wozniak about, as a matter of fact, that they've been dealing with and need to get done. But this is one area that, you know, that we need to do, and it's like the Washington Senior Center. Some of these we just like we're doing with some of the playgrounds and some of the roads, it's just come to a point where we just can't wait anymore. And so that's what we're doing. So thank you.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to get some insight because some entities at county grounds do produce revenue in either payments to us or some fashion. So how does that work when that revenue is sent to the county, and where does that money go?
Chairman, Supervisors, and Mr. Wozniak, and can assist me if I'm missing anything. So, for instance, there are a number of rentals that are occurring for county facilities out on county grounds. Those are budgeted for in the facilities management the facilities management budget, or 5700. So you'll see a variety of revenue that's essentially facilities management is the landlord, and they collect that revenue.
Mr. Chair, is there a certain account or amount that we can see the numbers every year? And you said in 5700 of the budget?
Yes, Chairman, Supervisors, there are certain revenue accounts for that, and we can certainly provide you that information if requested.
Okay, I'd just like to see that along the same comments days earlier, talking about the sales tax and what we're using it for. I'd just like to see that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions, comments on this item? Supervisor Stamper?
Not necessarily this item, just in general.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Whenever there is a surplus or a deficit, or money isn't the money isn't enough, or there isn't is too much for the project, where does that money go? And are we notified?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, thank you. Yes. So, for instance, if you have a deficit in a project, County Board Supervisors are notified through the essentially the fund transfer notice.
Okay.
You go through a number of these each year. If a project's in deficit or you need additional money, departments will come to you. They'll give you a write-up. DAS Fiscal will provide the fiscal note accompanying that. And departments will request any fund transfers from additional from other projects that may have additional surplus or from other revenue sources to fund those projects.
And the opposite will happen when there's a surplus.
Chairman, Supervisors, if you have a surplus, kind of mentioned what happens before. If you have a project that's deficiting, that could utilize those surplus. Otherwise, it falls to the bond proceeds fall to the bottom line.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything further on this item? If not, we can go to the next item.